Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. It was about 11 months ago, I think. I met this film crew. They were in Aledo shooting a film during the 2022 Rhubarb Fest. Let's get an update. Christina Shaver, independent filmmaker. The title is Everything Fun You Could Possibly Do in Aledo, Illinois. So give us an update. You said maybe Rhubarb Fest 2023. We got a chance to see that thing then?
Yes, it's coming in right under the wire. We are screening it at the high school on June 4th at 1 p.m., so the Sunday right after Rhubarb Fest, and super excited about it. We have invitations that have been sent out. This is, for this particular screening, it is going to be sent out to everyone that was involved in making the film with us in town, which is an insane number of people. I have nearly 450 invitations out to folks who were helping us out last year. So really exciting to be able to share it with those people that, could help make the film a reality. So that's very exciting for us.
So we're talking to you on May the 5th and yes, we're looking at basically the Sunday after Rhubarb Fest is the screening. So as we talk to you, is it done? So have you seen the finished cut, or are there still some more things you need to do?
we're working right up to the wire. I will get that finished cut the week before we screen, but we have it in something called Picture Lock. So we know all the scenes, they're all put together. Everything is the way we want it in terms of the way that the story unfolds. And right now we have three teams working on it. We've got our sound design team, who's making sure that all the sound is sounding great. We've got it with a colorist, who's making sure that it's colored nicely. And then we've got it over with Susie Bogus and her team, who's finessing all the music and making sure it is super professional and really sounding great. So I'm excited to see the final product myself.
So, you know, it's interesting. So June the 4th is the date the screening will take place, the official date. So, you know, when you went into this project, I know you said, hey, I want to shoot at a lot of locations in Aledo, and I want to use a lot of the locals. And I'm like, okay, that sounds pretty cool. But then when you start doing it, you're like, ah, man, I don't know. So, I mean, I know there has to be some reservations when you say we're going to take some, you know, some amateurs here, folks.
It is great. So I have to say, Aledoans, very funny, really great, so much comedy in this film. This is a comedic film, and I have to say that the one-liners that we've gotten from people all around town, just kind of off the cuff, they make the movie, and they are just, it's so funny. Sorry, I'm laughing because I'm thinking of some of the funny lines, and I think people will enjoy it. We've got so many people involved, and not everyone obviously was able to talk on screen, and they're just great people who came out also just to be extras in the background to really fill out scenes. And again, like, there was a scene that we filmed in a backyard where we asked people to dance, and it's just such a sweet moment, even that, just very heartfelt. Really great moments in the movie. It's funny. It's heartfelt. You'll laugh. You'll cry.
What was your
everything they say?
Yeah. So I'm just curious. What was your biggest? I don't know if I'm phrasing it, you know, surprise, but what was the thing? Maybe the better question: what weren't you expecting? You know, when you started this process, as we're going to shoot it on location in Aledo.
You know what? I wasn't expecting the amount of support that we got from the town, to be honest with you, because, you know, we're coming in to make a movie, and I just didn't, the number of people that came out to help was just, I was amazed at, and it amazes me today, because even putting together the list for the people to attend the screening, I counted like 118 appearance releases of people who came by to just support being in the film. And that's just people on screen. There were definitely people helping to feed us while we were there. And, you know, help us. We found tables that we need, just random things. We needed golf carts one afternoon and someone was like, yeah, I've got a golf cart you can borrow. So just small things that really made a big difference. I was not expecting that. I was expecting more of a heavy lift, because when you produce, you know, producing is just problem solving. So it was really nice to have people who were really just there to help out and try to help us make the movie.
All right,
and
so,
it ended up we all made it.
Yeah, so for me, this is what I'll say. So there's a scene at the radio station that you shot. So
yes.
So it's one thing when they give you the script, and it's a minor, you know, scene. All right, they give you the script, and you say, well, I can do two lines and, you know, a couple of shots, whatever, yeah. I can do this. So you know, when you look at it before the crew comes in, that's one thing to say, well, yeah, I can do it. Okay, it's another thing when the crew comes in and the crew's, you know, you're talking about a professional film crew of 20-some-odd people here, and you're like, oh, my gosh, you know, they're shooting this one scene, and there's that many people involved.
Yes.
So that's, to me, doing that throughout this whole film where you're using amateurs, you know, who are not accustomed to being in front of camera on those type of situations where you have all this background stuff going on with scene and that. I'm just like, I'm surprised, you know, I'm sorry, Alito. I'm surprised we were able to do that. I just am, because it's, you use the term heavy lift. I think that's a heavy lift to put people in those type of situations. Now, you were able to get it done. So that tells me one thing. This is kind of a long-winded question.
Yeah.
That people had comfort around you. So there was something about you and that crew that was able to accomplish this. So the question is, what was that?
Well, I think, we made this very low stakes. So, I mean, we were there, first of all, to have fun primarily, and that's really what we were there to do. Everything else is gravy. So, you know, this is a crew of people who don't necessarily always get the opportunity to shoot a film. It's really hard to get on feature film sets. And so for everyone on our crew to be able to come out to a great town to spend time with each other filming, we all were having a good time. And I think that was also apparent on set. So, you know, if we're not stressed about it and we're having a good time doing what we love, I think that trickles down to the everybody on set. And so I think that's one piece of the magic. And the other piece is that as cameras roll and people get more and more used to them being there, they kind of forget about the camera. And then you kind of get more natural reactions from people. And I think that also was happening, especially on scenes that we had a lot more time, like in the bar at Cheers on Main, and then also in this backyard area at the senior center. I think people kind of got used to the camera. And they also took great direction. Maybe people didn't have lines, but we asked them to do something and like play cards, or maybe we did give them a line to say, or we gave them an action to do, and they're great. I have to say, very talented talent.
So then, you know, this is inside baseball here a little bit. So you have the screening. What happens distribution wise for you then? Because I know everything is like, you know, streaming services, platforms, and then, you know, there's still theater stuff where films are shown. But how does it work for an independent filmmaker like you to distribute this to whatever platform you want to utilize?
Yeah, that's a really great question. Because the screening that we have this first time in Alito is, it's called a private screening. It's only for people involved with the film, which is honestly a little disappointing for me because I really wanted to be able to more widely share it with the town ASAP. However, part of the distribution process is first getting your film into film festivals. And those film festivals have rules, and basically you cannot have public screenings of your film prior to a festival because they want to have some sort of exclusivity. So our first step is film festivals, and we actually are excited to be able to have the public come locally from Aledo. We've got a film festival coming up this summer in the Quad Cities, and there'll be more info coming out about that soon. So there will be an opportunity for anyone to come out and see it later this summer. And then we have about a year that we schedule these festivals for. And then after that year run, hopefully we find distributors at the festivals. People can approach us and say, hey, we love the film. We'd love to put it on our streaming platform. That's one way. You can also take it to like a sales agent or directly to a distributor. And I've got some open channels there and have been having conversations with some of those folks. So hopefully we can get it somewhere on streaming that people can see after our film festival run.
All right. Well, that's a great update to kind of learn how the process works with this whole thing. So I should ask you at the beginning. So, you know, some people, even though, you know, a film shot in Aledo, some people are like, wait, what? Oh, a film shot in Aledo. I didn't see any camera around town for two successive days in this town. The backstory and the theme of the movie, basically two classmates coming back to Aledo like for a reunion to live out some of their wildest
their
memories.
Wild high school dreams. Yes, you got it.
So,
yes.
So the one thing I can tell, too, is, you know, I would think that I feel good about, like, the finished product, because I don't really feel any apprehension in my conversation with you. Like, you want to show this thing now. You want people to see it now. So the one thing I'm looking forward to is the screening, is you're going to have, like, it's going to be like a moderated discussion of some of the people involved in the film and, you know, talk a little filmmaking process and what went into this and talk to the cast and crew a little bit. So that's what's going to go on the screening. And I'm going to be involved in that, so I'm looking forward to it.
You are, yes. You'll be hosting our Q&A. And, yeah, we'll have people involved in the film, anywhere from crew to actors, so that anyone in the audience can just ask whatever questions they have about the movie-making process, about the film, anything. We're more than happy to just talk about that a little bit. And that usually happens after screenings, too. I think audiences kind of enjoy that. So what I'm looking most forward to at the screening, actually, is to be able to sit and listen to some of the original music that Susie's written for this movie with an audience from Aledo, because she's written a beautiful, gorgeous tribute song to Aledo.
Man.
Oh, and I cannot wait to hear that with everyone in the room.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Oh, that is excellent. So
yes,
for you, is it for you? What is the the finished product that is the big thing for you? Or I would ask you what is the, I don't know, when you look at this, when you look at this film, give me I say, okay, everything fun you could possibly do in Aledo, Illinois. That's the film. So give me one, like I say that, what's the first thing that comes to your mind about this project?
People. That is number one. First thing in my mind is people. I love making movies because I really love working with people, and I love finding, people who are talented, motivated, and seeing how together they collaborate on a thing that we're all doing together. So it takes so many people, so many artists, so many craftspeople, you know, lots of talented technical people to come together and make a film. And for us to work together and have this finished product and say, hey, look at what we all did together. That is what I love about filmmaking. And then there's the additional piece of when the film is done. Again, there's more people happening there with meeting audiences at film festivals, talking with potential distributors at film festivals, and you find different projects that you potentially can do based on one film that you did, which, sneak peek, I actually am filming something else in Aledo that we've been doing since February.
Wait, what?
Yes. Yes.
Are you gonna shoot another scene at the radio station? Please say yes, because I'm just kidding.
We should. We've actually been filming a documentary about a local artist, from Aledo. Some people may be familiar with her. Her name's Gertrude Abercrombie. and she's got some work over at the historical museum. And she lived in Aledo during her childhood for about 5 years, and similar to me, had family who lived in Aledo. So she would go back and forth for holidays, for summers, and spend a lot of time there. And it shows up in her paintings. And she has gone from someone that no one in the art world really knew about to now her artwork. We're filming art auctions and stuff all around the country. And her stuff is selling for like $250,000 a painting, $450,000 a painting. Just, she's found this blossom of her, art. And unfortunately, she passed away in 1977. So she's not seeing any of this. But it's just a great story, just about an Aledo artist. So I'm back in town trying to figure out those shoots.
Oh, that is, because everybody knows about, you know, the Doris Lee artist in Aledo. And I think a lot of people, that's new.
Yes.
To me, I haven't heard that story. That's fascinating. That's a great piece of work that I'm going to be interested in seeing. So then here, give me, do you have a favorite scene in that movie you shot?
Oh, my goodness. There's so many fun. Okay. There's a moment that I really, really love. And it is probably my favorite. So Susie's singing this song called Cruise in the Loop, and she's got a verse in there about a kid named Davey in his driveway who's shooting hoops, and just in a minute, he'll be cruising the loop. And as soon as that line comes, there's a shot of Davey, quote unquote Davey, in his car with his sunglasses on, his letter jacket on, looking very cool, and he just zooms out of frame, and it is probably my most favorite moment. It takes about 2 seconds, but it's so, it's just acted and performed so well, and it's very fun.
I hope to talk to Susie then here in the near future. Is that based on a childhood memory of her, the name Davey, or not?
I'm not sure.
Because like everybody's write, like, who's she talking who's about, Alito?
Who's Davey? Who could Davey be? Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. That's a great question for Susie. That's a really good question. She's got some names in her songs. You can ask her about every name. She throws names out.
So then the only other thing, you'll be in town in a month here for the screening.
Yeah.
How did you pitch it to her? You know, what was her, you know, she heard, wait, independent film crew, how do I take this group seriously? Do I know much about them? How did you sell it to her?
You know, I have to thank Rusty Ruggles over at the high school who, he made the introduction, and that was very helpful. So he did an initial pitch on our behalf. And then she called and she said, you know, I hear you're going to film something in Aledo. What's that all about? And we talked for about 45 minutes or an hour, and I was just explaining who I was, what the film was, and we just became friends so quickly on the phone. She's such, so nice, really pleasant. And it turns out that my grandmother and her mom were really good friends. And so I think that connection was also helpful, that there was just a additional connection outside of just, I'm a random person asking her for some help. So I think that worked out because of that. And I also think this is fun for her. I don't know that she's done a feature film before. And so I think doing something different was also appealing to her. And I know the hometown aspect, we did talk about that at length. And I think doing something to honor her hometown was, I think, important for her. And then from my perspective, doing something to honor a town that my family came from was important to me. So I think we had those things in common. It just kind of clicked.
Yeah, well, great. And I know we've spoken to you a bunch here, and you'll be in town in about a month. You'll have the screening again that Sunday after Rhubarb Fest, which is Sunday, June the 4th. Christina Shaver is an independent filmmaker. Again, the film, Everything Fun You Could Possibly Do in Aledo, Illinois. All right, anything else, Christina, before let's leave us today?
I think that's all for now. We'll have more great updates in the future, I hope.
All right. Looking forward to seeing Christina and her film crew in town in early June. I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.